Habit number two, create a winning team. In Rich Dad's Guide to Investing, I wrote that the B quadrant and the I quadrant are team sports. One of the reasons people from the E and S quadrants have trouble transitioning is because they are not used to having a team assisting them with their financial plans and financial decisions. After your bookkeeper gives you your monthly financial statements, meet with your team on a monthly basis. You may want a banker, accountant, attorney, stockbroker, real estate broker, insurance broker, and others. Each professional comes to the table with a different set of eyes and different ways of solving your problems. Just because you have many opinions does not mean you have to follow any of them. The most important thing is that you do not keep your money problems a secret. You listen to people smarter than you in different areas of expertise, and ultimately, you make your own decision. So start gathering your team. If you cannot afford a high-priced team, you may want to find a retired person who enjoys helping and guiding people. Many times, all you have to do is buy them lunch. You will be surprised how many people simply enjoy being asked to share their life's experience in helping others. All you have to do is be respectful, not argue, and listen intently. Do this once a month, and your future will be enriched forever. Habit number three, constantly expand your context and your content. We now live in the information age, not in the industrial age. In the information age, your greatest asset is not your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, businesses, or real estate. Your greatest asset is the information in your head and the age of your information. Too many people are falling behind because the information in their heads is ancient history, or they cling to answers that were right yesterday but wrong today. If you want to retire young and retire rich, you will need to keep up with a world of rapidly changing information. Keep learning by listening to audio programs, reading financial books, and subscribing to online resources that deal with financial education. Our website lists many resources from our company that can get you started. You can also check the bibliographies of the Rich Dad book series for other important titles. Habit number four, keep growing up. Rich Dad often said, "People get older, but they do not necessarily grow up." Many people run from mom and dad's shelter to the shelter of a company or the government. Many expect someone else to take care of them or be responsible for their lack of wisdom and common sense. That is why they seek job security or government sanctuaries. Too many people spend their lives looking for guarantees and avoiding risk. Government safety nets were created in the industrial age for the very needy. Today, unfortunately, many people, even highly educated and highly paid, are still counting on the government to take care of them. We are in the information age, and it is time that we as a culture begin to grow up and mature financially. Leave the government safety nets and social programs for those that really need them. But also realize that the world is changing and that there isn't much job security and financial security anymore. People are counting on the stock market to assure their security. But what happens if in 20 years, too many people panic and begin draining their 401ks? The stock market will crash, many people will be disappointed, and America may go into a deep recession. If this happens, millions upon millions of baby boomers and their children will finally have to grow up. Growing up means that you become less and less dependent upon others and more able to take care of yourself. Growing up means continuing to learn, continuing to have your money work for you, and continuing on the path to retiring young and retiring rich. Habit number five, be willing to fail more. One of the biggest differences between my rich dad and my poor dad was that my poor dad was unwilling to fail. He thought making mistakes was a sign of failure. After all, he was a teacher. My poor dad thought that in life there was only one right answer. My rich dad constantly ventured into areas that he knew nothing about. He believed in dreaming big, trying new things, and making small mistakes. Rich Dad said, "One of the great things about being willing to try new things and make mistakes is that making mistakes keeps you humble. People who are humble learn more than people who are arrogant." So Rich Dad's advice was, live a little. Do something daring and a little risky every day. Even if you do not become rich, this habit will keep your life exciting and keep you younger for years longer. Habit number six, listen to yourself. The last and most important habit for anyone who wants to retire young and retire rich is to listen to yourself. Rich Dad often said, "The most powerful force I have is what I say to myself and what I believe." What Rich Dad meant by your most powerful force goes back to the biblical concept that your words become flesh. In other words, pay close attention to what you are saying to yourself, because what you are saying to yourself is what you are becoming each and every day. Notice the thoughts you don't want. change to thoughts about things you want. Notice feelings you don't want. Change to feelings you want. Take action and keep going, correcting if necessary, until you get what you want, rather than what you don't want. If you can make these simple habits part of your lifelong habits, the action steps in the next section will be easy for you to realize and make you richer than your wildest dreams.